come on. I really don't spend that much. Can't I keep just one of my credit cards? I'll make you a sandwich.
No, thank you, ma'am. I had a couple of donuts this morning waiting for a jumper to make up his mind. Card, please.
Okay, fine. But you ought to be ashamed. You really don't have anything better to do than harass me when there are real criminals out there. I mean, my husband alone has over 100 unpaid parking tickets.
That's Al Bundy, right?
Uh-huh. Don't tell him that I told you. Is there any reward for turning him in? Hey, don't forget, if we paid taxes, we'd be paying your salary. Well, kids, we have no more credit cards. Let this be a lesson to you. Marry someone who can afford you.
Mom, was there ever a time when Dad could have made something of his life?
Yes. Actually, back before you were born, I remember we were watching TV, and he said, I wish there was some way to change the channel from my seat. That was as close as he ever came.
Still not a bad idea.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Hey, I came home. How good could it have been? But at least I got to cheer the guys up at the gas station. See, after I filled up the old war wagon, I pulled out the credit card. They pulled out the switchblade, cut it up. And we all laughed. Then they gave me a hose. Made me suck all the gas back out of the car. But I got the last laugh, though. I swallowed about 50 cents worth.
Well, let's take your mind off it. Here are the bills. Feel better, honey?
Ed McMahon says I may owe him $10 million.
What are the chances of it really being you?
The phone bill. Hey, we qualify for the gold bill. Peg, could you cut out the festivities till after I'm dead? Milwaukee, that's the town they built around your mother, isn't it, Peg? Look at all these toll calls. Who called the left line?
It's not what you think, Dad. It's just naked girls talking dirty to me on the phone.
Well, that's okay then. What about these three pages of toll calls to the heavy metal hotline?
Oh, then that must have been me, Dad. But I was saving you money.
Well, how did you do that, Pumpkin?
Well, because they said that it's $3 for the first minute and 50 cents for each additional minute. So rather than get charged extra, I'd hang up after a minute and then call back.
Now.
Oh, God.
Ronnie, we're sorry you had a bad day. Would you like some dinner?
Yeah.
Gee, I was hoping you'd say no.
Oh, hey, Dad. Mrs. Donnelly called. And she said her slipper won't fit over her bunion, and she wants to know what she should do.
Start walking on all fours the way God intended it to. What's wrong with these people? If I had a dime, for every time they called me and asked for shoe advice, I would... Wait a second, I just had a vision.
Hey, I think I know a way that we can make a fortune. You want to hear about it?
No.
No. I'll give you a hint. What can I do better than anyone else?
Stink up a shoe?
Sweat through the couch?
Mix the toilet in the dark?
Hey, Marcy, guess what? I'm closing another loan. And that puts me in the lead for that free trip to Hawaii. Yeah. The Hicks signing the papers right now. Not you. I was talking about some other Hick. Listen, Mark. The Hick is staring at me. I gotta go.
Keep the poi warm for Daddy.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Your loan saved our farm. Well, you know, we only care about you.
Well, you know, you really have to come for supper one night.
Yeah, right. Watch for me in the window.
Hello.
I'm in the lead. I'm in the lead. I'm going to Hawaii.
Hey, Steve, I'm glad I caught you. I need a loan. See, I'm going to buy my own toll line. Yeah, it'll be great. People will pay $2 a pop just to talk to me. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's just another sex line, but it isn't. This is something that I know something about. Ready? 555. Shoo.
Al, no banker in his right mind would give you 5 cents for such a moronic, bunny-brained idea.
Aloha, Rose.
Al, you got your loan. You need 50,000, you think?
Well, actually, I only need 18.
No, you need 50. Sign right here. We'll fill in the rest later. Bubbles up your nose, Swenson.
I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Peeman. Right away, sir. Get lost, Al. It's the president.
I voted for you.
What did you want to see me about, sir?
Rose, do you know how many loans you've written this year that have gone bad?
1 or 2?
40.
Well, I guess that gives me something to think about while I'm on that beach in Hawaii.
I hope you feel the wind this trip hasn't affected your judgment. For example, let's talk about the loan that put you over the top.
Yes, sir. The Bundy loan, solid as they come.
You really believe in the loan?
With my heart and soul, sir.
Would you put your job on the line for it?
No, sir.
Then I will. If this Bundy doesn't come through, you're fired.
Honey, no one is stupid enough to call a shoe hotline.
Oh, yeah? Well, everyone in high school said no one was stupid enough to marry the big redhead. But someone was, wasn't he?
Oh, look, Dennis' commercial's coming on.
Hey, I've got these shoes. Man, on the side of your feet.
I'm a goner.
Excuse me, I'm getting a call. Dr. Shoe, hello.
Oh, Dr. Shoe. I don't know what to do. I'm going to a party in 5 minutes, and my shoes are too tight for both of my feet. Ouch. Can you help me?
Has this happened to you? I'm willing to bet that it has. As a matter of fact, I'm betting $50,000 that it has. So, if you're like Muffy here... Even if you're just fat and ugly and have a shoe problem, Call me on the shoe line. That's 555-SHOE. Can I help? Shoe betcha.
I feel better already.
And don't forget, they have your shoes.
I see you're all looking at me a little bit differently now. Okay, everybody, man your positions by the phone. Research shows 98% of the calls happen in the first 3 minutes. Let's go. Let's go.
Honey, let's just state it for 1 minute. This shoe line doesn't work out. Not that I'm being negative, mind you. It's just that no one has called today, and no one will call for a million years. So, honey, just out of curiosity, what did you use for collateral?
The only thing we have.
Our plunger with 100,000 miles on it?
Yeah, that's right, Peg. Keep on stroking me. No. And this is where I made my most brilliant move. All I had to do was sign over the house.
Good, honey. I was getting sick of living indoors. Okay, kids. Come on, it's almost midnight. Time for bed. Come on. Did Dad get any calls?
Yeah, Mom called him an idiot.
Steve, you haven't given up on me, have you?
Dr. Sue?
It's the doorbell, Al.
Well, get it, Peg. I'm on the phone. Dr. Sue?
The government should be paying us. I mean, if he's not disabled, who is?
Well, Steve, you told me not to yell at you about the loan until midnight. Then I'd see. What am I seeing?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Well, Steve?
She hasn't spoken for hours, Marcy.
Don't you pull that coma stuff with me, Steven. You loaned this man $50,000. That's $1,000 an IQ point. And I can't blame Al. A man gives a gun to a chimp and the chimp shoots someone. You don't blame the chimp.
Was a hidden dig at me, wasn't it? Well, let me tell you something. The opera ain't over till the last heterosexual falls asleep. This idea will work.
How many calls did you get tonight, Al?
Dr. Shue's files are confidential.
No, you got none.
None today. Tomorrow, twice as many.
This is what you loan money to?
I wanted to go to Hawaii.
Well, Steve, I guess much like our honeymoon, it's up to me to finish the job and pay the bill. Al, I'm going to loan you $50,000.
We're rich!
I told you I could do it!
Shut up! It's so you can repay the loan, and the human dribble glass here can keep his job. I've got a good record at my bank. I can bury one bad loan. Al, I'll be over in the morning with the paperwork. Let's go, Steve. Come home and service me. And God help you if you screw that up.
This is your fault. You should have to go. Yes, dear.
If you had to service me every time you did something stupid, I'd be as flat as an old beef patty. Well, honey, at least your stupid idea didn't cost us anything.
No, Peg, it didn't cost Steve anything. We still owe $50,000. It's just to another bank. So I'll be broken living in the gutter, but Peg, will I still have you?
Oh, Al, you know I'd never leave you.
Then I truly have nothing. But I'm not going to roll over and play dead.
Oh, yes. Save something for when we go to bed.
No, my little thumb screw. I'm getting an idea. I'm not going to pay Steve back. I'm going to reinvest in my shoe line. Al Bundy is not going into the gutter owing $50,000. I'm going into the gutter owing $100,000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shoe.
A while back, I advertised my shoe line, but apparently, you weren't watching. So I'm back. And you can't tell me you haven't bought defective shoes. As I know, I sell them. So call 555-SHOE. Even if you don't have a problem and you just want to talk about feet, call. I'm serious. This is not a recorded message. I am a human being, damn it. That number is 555-SHOE. Let's go.
Hi, Dr. Shoe again.
I've been telling you about my shoe line. Nobody cares. So let me mention something else here. 555-SHOE also spells 555-RIND, 555-PIMP, and 555-RIGNY. Remember, nobody knows as much about Rigney as Dr. Rigney.
Hello, it's Dr. Shoe again. I've made several pleas and nobody cares, so let's cut the crap and get to it.
I want to introduce you to some people. This is Mrs. Shoe. My daughter, Kelly Shoe. My son, Bud Shoe. And Buck, the Shoe Dog. We're starving. Could you please call? You don't have to talk to me. Just hang up. It's charity, for God's sake. Steve, you don't even need your parents' permission. It'll just be our little secret.
Time's up, Bundy.
Please call. Let's wrap. You want somebody dead? I'll kill him. Please call. That number again is...
This is what you did with my $50,000?
Another satisfied customer. You can't be too... Please call me. Hey, Peg. I thought you were going to meet us down at the courthouse.
Oh, was that today? Oh, there it is. Right there in black and white. Al sentencing. Well, I'll just have to make the next one. So how was it?
Oh, it was so cool. The judge laughed at Daddy, and then he got serious, so he yelled at him, and then he laughed at him again, and then everybody started laughing at Daddy. It was so
Oh, it was great. The trial had everything. Crime, that was Mr. Rhodes. He lost his job, you know. And then there was an honest-to-goodness fit. That was Mrs. Rhodes. She got demoted to drive-up window teller.
And then Daddy and the judge and a bunch of lawyers went into this chamber. Bring it home, Dad.
Well, after the lawyers got done going, did you check out the blonde bimbo and red mint?
That was me.
How did we finally get down to this? I bet the death penalty, but they insisted that I learn a lesson. So pay back the $100 I owe. The bank agreed to extend my mortgage for a couple of years.
How many?
Oh, 100. So by the year 2157, we'll have the second one paid off. Then I can retire.
No, Dad. Then you start paying off your parking ticket.
Hey, how the hell did they find out about that anyway?
It must have been that darn Steve. Aw, come on, buck up, honey. Don't worry. I'll always be your Mrs. Shoe. And we'll always be your little shoes.
You betcha.
So you haven't lost any more respect for me?
Oh, now that would be impossible, wouldn't it, Ned? You lost $100,000. How many men who earn less than a fry cook can say they lost $100,000?
Fry cook? Dad makes less than a newspaper boy.
A street mime. The guy who scrapes dead animals off the highway.
A lab animal.
A barnacle scraper.
A professional miniature golfer.
A blower.